We have a few concerns for this morning. Jean McKinstry Rogers had a new heart valve recently put in, and it is leaking. So prayers for her as she heals. And we have continued prayers for Alan Johnston. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we admit that we have allowed doubt to settle into our hearts. The uncertainty in this world and our concern for the future has caused our focus to stray from you. Lord, forgive us. Help us to delight in you. Today, as we walk through the seasons of unknown help, of the unknown, help us to see you. Lord, when we are uncertain about what we should do, show us your ways. When we don't know which way to turn, teach us and show us. In everything we do, we ask you to guide us. Encourage our hearts with the truth of your word. You are with us, we are yours. You will strengthen us, you will help us, and you will hold us. As we look at our circumstances, help us to be overcome with your peace. Be with Jean and be with Alan. Thank you for your faithfulness. Remind us of your faithfulness to us. Remind us of those moments when your hand was clearly present in our life. We praise you for your presence, and we put our trust in you. When we are afraid and when anxiety is great within us, your consolation brings us joy. You sustain us. You give us a peace unlike the world. You relieve all our fears. You know our name and the beating of our hearts. Listen now to those silent prayers on our hearts. Your eye is upon us and you smile upon us. Thank you, Lord, for your peace, grace, love, and faithfulness as we navigate each day seeking your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'd like to invite Karen Methley to come forward at this time.
The end of the last hymn we sang just said, "And all our stewardship began." I think that was my cue to come up. The Stewardship Committee has selected a very appropriate theme this year with a covenant campaign. With faith, we move forward. It is a positive statement in difficult times, as there is much to concern us as a congregation. We are still dealing with a pandemic. Yes, it has lessened, but it still causes difficulties and could transmute to cause havoc anew. We had to deal with the retirement of Reverend Sue after her 42 years of service, and then tragically her passing. We must face the challenge of securing a new senior pastor. And we must face increasingly difficult economic times like high inflation and possibly a recession. How can we face all this? With faith, we move forward. Certainly, faith is key. And of course, we should want to move forward. But don't forget that simple word, we. We means all of us making up this congregation. Much is needed for us to do to move forward, but quite frankly, your monetary support is needed as well. So, I ask you to participate in this year's Covenant campaign. Those of you who usually do, and those who have not done so. Prayerfully consider how you can support the ministry of St. John's. Then complete the covenant card and return it. You can mark a specific amount of your support, and if you can, that's great. But if not, just simply mark, "I will contribute as I am able." I hope that by worship on November 13th, there will be a huge pile of those covenant cards on the communion table to dedicate. It's a visible sign of our commitment. And if so, my friends, it will be possible that with faith, we move forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. We have been given so much. We are so blessed and so fortunate. And part of living life to its fullest is to give back, to give to God so that God can continue to unlock this vast reservoir of love for the world. And so I invite you now to share your tithes and your offerings. And if for some reason the plate misses you, or you miss the plate, you are always welcome to come up here following the service. That gift is precious, and it is blessed. O gracious God, take these gifts. Use them in ways we will never fully understand. May they reach to the edges of your world with love, hope, and grace. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. I want to remind each one of you this morning just how precious you are. The world may not tell you that, but you are precious, you are important, and God is with you. So as you move out today, may God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may God give you peace today, tomorrow, and forever. Amen.